Today is Tuesday the 11th of March, in the first week of Lent. The Kiev Chamber Choir sing the Lord's Prayer. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Jesus said, "And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. When you are praying, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then in this way. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not bring us to the time of trial, but rescue us from the evil one. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
Prayer is a mystery. I've often heard people saying with a sneer, it doesn't go beyond the ceiling, you know. But the point of prayer, at least the way Jesus saw it, is that it doesn't have to. Your Father, he says, is there in the secret place with you. He sees and knows your deepest thoughts and hopes and fears. He hears the words you say. He hears, too, the things you can't put into words, but want to lay before him anyway. Have you ever thought about prayer like this? What feelings does it evoke in you? How difficult or easy do I find it to make time and space to pray? To pray is to claim, think about it and realize just how daring this is, that the living God, enthroned in heaven, can make his home with you, within you. Sit with this for a few moments. All of us have been hurt, wounded, slighted, annoyed by other people. But as you listen again, remember how much more have we ourselves done that to God. Yet we want him to be with us, to hear us, and yes, to forgive us. How can we not be forgivers too?
Jesus said, "And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. When you are praying, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then in this way. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not bring us to the time of trial, but rescue us from the evil one. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses."
At the very heart of Jesus' vision of the kingdom, of heaven's kingdom coming on earth, we have a picture of one person secretly in their own room praying. The mystery of prayer. This prayer lies at the very centre of the Sermon on the Mount. Can I make it the centre of my life? My own kingdom obedience. Lord, teach us to pray. Teach us to forgive. Make us your people. Yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning,
is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.